The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
Good afternoon. I'm Andy Stevens and welcome to the Toolbox Show on Fix Radio. The show for all trades, window fitters, spreads, brickies, plumbers, sparks. One man band, or if you're working on a big site, welcome on board. Well, what's going on out there? It's a bit warm, isn't it? Boiling. Hotter than a pair of balls in some skinny jeans, I'd say. Anyway, another week's flown by. What's been happening in the world of construction? Well, as I say, we've had some boiling weather. Hottest May bank holiday for 40 years, someone was saying. Now, did you go in? Or more importantly, as a decent trade, you're probably in the boozer, weren't you, having a pint? I actually had the day off, which was very pleasant. Took the kids to some fair, far too much ice cream and rides. You know what happened there. Let's just say the old Daz automatic didn't do the job. Now, on more important issues, late payments, which all us trades have all the time. There's a big headline on construction news. It's harming the mental health of SMEs. Half of SME construction business owners are hit by late payment problems, have actually suffered from a mental health issue as a result. And that's a survey by the Prompt Payment Directory. Many examples we've talked about previously on the show, and coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at how to get this money back. What have I been up to? Well, we started another new job this week. Lovely family. Mad kids, but you get used to them. Lovely mum and dad, to be fair. But I do wonder if they've got shares in Unigate. The reason being, the tea is loaded up with more milk than you've ever seen in your life. It's got about as much colour as your average albino. Anyway, they've definitely got shares in John Lewis, because the old woman there, who's lovely, she is in Waitrose all day, every day, and the amount of click and collect parcels that are shot through the door every morning is unbelievable. Now, second half of the show, as you know, it's Oi, Put the Kettle On, lot more light-hearted, messiest trades, best wind-ups. Keep those videos and pictures coming in, because we love a good wind-up here at Fix Radio. And finally, I've got to tell you about one of the jobs we're finishing off, and this choice of doors. I mentioned it last week. I'll be mentioning it and finishing that later on in the show. We've got the messiest trade. I guess this week, obviously a very important question is, what's his messiest trade? I think decorators, I really do think decorators are up there. They got white overalls, which makes sense. They paint the lids white. They put their piss coat on in white. They do the woodwork in white. Even all their fillers rubbed down is generally white. They love a bit of rummy down, don't they? That dust gets everywhere. What a mess! Now, the rant today, this is the important part, isn't it? It's old people and they're driving. Good God, seriously? Most old people that you can overtake, they can't even see. So how the hell are they allowed on the road? And keep listening, because I've got some stories about my experiences the last few days, and I am not holding back one bit. Now, guest this week, got to ask every trade listening, how many of you are working away in some sort of pain? Is it a niggle? Or is it something you think, actually, this could be a bit more serious? And especially being self-employed, most of us just crack on. But what is that long-term effect? Is that niggle going to turn into something a lot more serious, which is going to give you a lot more time off work, which means you aren't going to get paid? And my guest this week, he runs his own osteopath, but he also specialises in massage, fitness planning, rehab and the likes. We've got a lot of good, excellent questions for him, so there's good advice. We would love to hear any questions, get anything off your chest. Text number 81400, start the message with Fix, or you can email us here, studio@fixradio.co.uk. Now, how many of you listening to this, you're grafting away, you got your bricklayers, you're coming out the ground, your back's killing you, you got all your scaffolders lobbing up the scaffolding, roofers bumping tiles up, spreads are floating a huge wall, chippies are moaning about the 8x2s they're trying to pitch the roof with. You've got that little niggle, that little pain, little sore part in the shoulder or your back. My guest this week, David Langdon, he's the founder of Langdon Osteopathy, which looks at everything from rehab, sports massage, training, diet, etc. And I think a lot of us are going to do well to listen to this, because, let's be fair, we all graft with a bit of pain because self-employed boys and girls, if you don't go to work, you don't get paid. Afternoon, David. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Andy.
Now, first question, I think the best place is to start is saying osteopathy, massage, there's a lot of things. What does your company offer, and sort of what do you specialise in?
Well, osteopathy generally looks at the human muscular system and the with his joints, backs, etc. My particular clinic, I've got a few disciplines there. I'm the lead osteopath. I've got a physiotherapist who works there. We do sports massage. We've got a dietitian on board, and we have a small gym for personal training.
Now, as you know, you will touch upon this later. You did a bit of labouring long, long time ago, and you've seen it. A load of us cracking on. Oh God, that hurts! And just exactly that, carrying on, not taking any note. As I mentioned, self-employed, we're not going to get work if we sit at home and watch daytime TV doing the rehab, which is important. These niggles, though, they could be something a lot more serious, couldn't they, these initial niggles?
Yeah, potentially. And I think anybody who's worked on site or even sports people, for example, you know, they know that you have these little niggles. And you think, oh, it'll go away. I'll take some ibuprofen, it'll go away. And it doesn't go away. And it can get to the point where you have to stop work. And obviously, you're self-employed, you're not working, you're not getting paid. I can give you an example of an electrician who came in to see me. He had problems with both his elbows. He'd ignored it for a while, thinking it was going to get better. It was basically he had tennis elbow in both elbows. Couldn't work for 3 months. Luckily, he came to see me after about 2 months of suffering. Luckily for him, he was employed by the local council, so he was on a salary, but he was working in the office, not on site doing his job. He couldn't even hold a screwdriver.
So that goes to show, if there is that niggle, it is worth getting looked at, because
definitely.
Suddenly, if he was self-employed, 3 months off work, and you know, you've got no pay.
Exactly.
So, backs, we've all got them. Us trades always have a moan about a bad back. You look at bricklayers, scaffolders, we've all got that annoying sort of twinge. Sometimes it runs down the legs. You can have it a lot worse. And as I say, there's a lot of trades. If you look at, I would have thought, a certain body part, you think even a spread, if he's floating a big wall, it's boiling hot, it's all going off a lot quicker than he thinks. He's straining his back, chippies, bumping up 8x2s and blah, blah, blah. Backs are essential to our work. And these niggles, if they're not looked at, could it be a specific injury, or could it be one of these long-standing problems that is, as you say, flaring up and could get a lot worse?
It's a bit of a tricky one. Backs, we put them under a lot of stress, and most of the time they'll cope quite nicely. But you'll have that one incident. I've treated people who've been crippled with back pain, bending over to pick up a piece of paper. People cleaning their teeth, and their back will go suddenly. So with the backs, to an extent, you can put up with a little niggles, the aching back. I've done it myself when you're on site and you're digging holes and filling them in again, which I remember doing once for somebody quite close to me. And your back is aching at the end of the day, you know, it's sore, but you can kind of put up with that. It's when you get the more serious stuff, when the pain is quite severe. You've mentioned pain going down into the legs, this sort of stuff. You get numbness coming into your feet. What would be considered a medical emergency is if you lose feeling around your bottom. That's like 9 of 9 strains in an ambulance. That's called Corder Equina syndrome. That's serious. So be aware of your back. If you develop any more serious issues, get them looked at.
So symptoms-wise, as you say, it could be a lot more serious. It could be a twinge. What are the serious ones? We mentioned pain down the legs. Maybe is there things like numbness, pins and needles?
Yeah, localised pain normally isn't going to be too serious. So if you just got a central low back pain, I'm not saying don't get it seen to. I think it's important you get that treated. But it's when you start getting the nerve symptoms. So you get this, people call it lumbago, I think is one of the terms used, and sciatica. They're potentially quite serious. You should get those looked at.
I've got to ask, so many people ignore this. What is the worst that could happen? You mentioned then if you get the sort of numbness around your bottom area, I think we're talking off air about if there's that delay when you need to go to the loo.
Yeah.
That's, as you say, is that literally called 999 because that's an emergency?
Corder Equina syndrome is it's where the spinal cord at the base of the spine gets compressed. The spinal cord in that area supplies the nerves to your bladder and bowels. So if you find that you've got numbness around your bottom, you can't go to the toilet or you can't stop going to the toilet, that's a definite 999, get to the hospital. It's very rare, but it's something you should be aware of.
So really, the main thing is if you do have a little twinge and it goes within a couple of days, chances are you say it's localised, it's not too bad. But if you get that repetition and then more symptoms such as this numbness, it is worth getting looked at because it could get a lot worse, as you said with your electrician friend that came in.
Yeah, to be honest, I think if you ignore the pain, it may well clear up with a couple of painkillers, but there's a fairly good chance it'll come back. The more it comes back, the more damage you're doing. So if you're in a position where you can go and see an osteopath or another therapist, go along and see them.
David, thank you for the moment. In a minute, we're going to be coming back to David. He's got some great tips on keeping shape. Now, I say great tips because obviously us trades, you know, even those sparks when they're bending over, picking up those £50 notes, they think that keeps them in good shape. But the important thing is we're using very different muscle groups. We're not looking after our bodies. Diet, let's be fair. Who loves a fry? We all do. Apparently, it's not good for your health, David was saying earlier. So he's going to be giving us all sorts of top tips on how to look after yourself at work. This is Fix Radio, and that's the brilliant Duran Duran. I'm Andy Stevens. This is The Toolbox. Firstly, thanks for everybody getting in touch. We've got a few messages and questions for our guest. First one, John from Guildford will be coming to you shortly. We're going to finish the questions, finish the interview. We're going to play a bit of music, and we'll be coming straight back to all the questions coming in. Straight back to David. Now, we were talking off air, then. It is important for everybody to keep in good shape, look after their body, etc. My theory, which is possibly wrong, is all trades do a physical job, so surely we're in good shape. But is that actually enough?
Probably not, to be honest with you. With certain trades, you do a lot of repetitive movements. So you may get strong in one movement, but you'll be weak in another movement. It's quite common for people to be quite strong in the front of their body, but not at the back of their body. So you get muscle imbalances. So if you're a bricky doing a repetitive movement every day, it's a different type of strength to somebody who is a sparky, who's crawling on his hands and knees or up into the rafters, this type of thing. So there is an element of you being sort of fit for your job, but you can always be look at the whole body and be stronger as a whole. I've certainly seen plenty of overweight builders in my time, so that.
Bricklayers, mainly. They like a bit of breakfast, don't they? Bless them. Now, diet. We've talked about breakfast. All us trades love it. The only sad news is the calves are slowly shutting down, but there's a few out there if you look hard. It's not easy to eat on site, or even if you're doing an extension or refurb in someone's house. It's either, as I said, a quick trip to the calf or sandwiches, and that all day, every day is probably not the best of diets. Got to ask a question for everyone listening. Say, look, do you know what? I'm fed up with these fry-ups. I'm fed up with eating sandwiches every day. What's easy for us to prepare or buy, and also actually enjoyable?
Yeah, that's a good question. Having worked on site myself, I kind of know that you have that break at 10:30 in the morning, have the biggest fry up, the greasy spoon does, and then you probably don't do anything apart from drink tea and eat chocolate biscuits for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's it.
So yes, it's not ideal. But saying that, you probably do burn quite a few calories in most trades as well during the day. So I don't really remember, we worked together a few years back, and I was going through a bit of a health kick myself. I think it was just before I went on my honeymoon, and I just prepared my own food. It's not difficult to cook up some pasta from the night before, put it in a Tupperware pot, bring it to work with you. You know, make sure that you avoid the sugary drinks, you know, because they're not great for you. So take some bottled water, fizzy water, you know, that type of thing. It's just about planning your day, rather than just relying on going down to the local supermarket to grab a sandwich. Just spend half an hour of an evening, prepare your food for the next day.
And would you say, as you're familiar with, 10:30, sit down, scoff your face, fill yourself up and then crack on? Or is it better to have perhaps smaller amounts more regularly through the day?
Definitely, because what happens is you have that massive meal. You haven't got, your body's going to be digesting that for a good few hours afterwards, and then you're going to take a real sugar low. So you're going to be demanding more sugar. So you're going to get tired, then you want more sugar, so you have a fizzy drink or you have some chocolate, a cup of tea, get another sugar high, have another sugar low. So it's best to eat consistently throughout the day and keep your blood sugar levels at a fairly even level.
Now, you're going to smile at this, but as you say, we did work together many, many years ago. You're obviously now a very successful osteopath, consultant on massaging, dietitian, etc. But bottom line is, you're like sparks and obviously earn a fair few quid. How much should we be looking at? Let's say there's a few lads listening, from labourers to sparks, spreads, brickies. Let's say if you sort of need, I'm just picking a ballpark here, about 10 treatments with you to sort a minor issue out. Is this Is it as expensive as people say, or is there ways of doing it slightly cheaper?
That's a really good question, actually. And one thing, I do wish I was as rich as you clearly think I am.
Personalised rolls outside gave
it
away.
Yeah, that was a special deal. you're probably looking in London between £50 to £60, maybe a little bit more. I know places to charge £150. There probably won't be many places charging less than £45. But I'd say the further you go out, the cheaper generally it will be.
Is that per session?
Per session.
And how long would that typically last?
Typically, with myself, for example, my first session is an hour. Follow-up times after that are half an hour. But I would stress to you, you shouldn't really focus on the times. It's not the time of the treatment, it's the quality of the treatment that's important. So the idea of paying for time is probably not the right way to look at it. You will find, the thing is, I know that if you're charging £50 a session and you're a labourer on site and you're getting paid £80 to £100 a day, that's a big chunk of your money. There are options. I volunteer in a clinic in East London one afternoon a week where they have a pay what you can afford scheme. You've got the osteopathy clinics. There's three, if not four, in London, where they have student clinics, where again you're going to pay probably £10-15 for a treatment. There's a college in Surrey, so there's definitely options. You've got, I don't think there are any chiropractic colleges in London, but there are certainly down in Bournemouth and South Wales. But there are always options.
So
one thing, actually, the question of 10 treatments. If I saw you 10 times to treat the same problem, then I've misdiagnosed you. You shouldn't really be having 10 sessions for an injury. So really, with myself, I probably average 4 or 5 sessions, maybe 6. Sometimes there are particular problems that need addressing over a longer period of time, but most of the time I'd say you're looking at 3 to 6 sessions.
And with that, if you say, inverted commas, it's made better stroke cured, would you recommend popping back in a 6-month spell or every year just to get it looked at, or is it kind of once it's done?
No, definitely. I think you have to remember that the most important tool you have is your body. You probably, and most people probably look after their cars, look after their tools and more than they would their own body. If your body breaks down, you can't work. Mm. Yeah, it's as simple as that. So I'd see nothing wrong with going to see an osteopath or your own therapist once, 2, 3, 4 times a year, just to sort any little niggles that may be found.
Now, you share your clinic with personal trainers, massage therapists. You were saying earlier that the music that the personal trainers choose, how would you describe it? And you say you listen to Fix. Do you think we got it bang on here with the sort of music you've worked in the building trade, or do your personal trainers sort of listen to their, what is it, drum and bass, and you just want to, your ears are bleeding?
Given the choice, I'd probably play Fix Radio every day rather than listening to drum and bass and gangster rap and the lyrics that are associated with that. It's probably not appropriate for an osteopathic clinic.
So finally, unfortunately, time is flying by. The most important question, every week we have brilliant guests on the show. We've had social media experts, HMRC, employment lawyers, etc. Obviously yourself this week. You mentioned you worked in the building trade for a few years, long, long time ago. Who's the messiest trade and why?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, well, there's two things. One, when I'm working, my painting and decorating, I'm terrible. I get more paint on me than I do on the walls, without a shadow of a doubt. But on site, yeah, chippies, man, they're terrible. MDF everywhere, so awful.
He's a brilliant man, this David. I must admit, I think I touched on it, when was it? A couple of months ago. MDF dust, bit of wind outside, everyone's car and van is coated. David, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, and no doubt we will see you again soon. As I've just said, this has been a fantastic interview. Really enjoyed it. I'm sure you've all got a lot from it. If you've missed it, or you want to hear it again, or you want to hear previous toolbox shows on tax returns, employment law, social media, how it can grow your business, and all the other topics we've covered, you can download the latest podcast from all platforms. Now, as I said, we only play the best music here on Fix Radio. And up next is new music from Franz Ferdinand.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
New music from Franz Ferdinand, even on Fix Radio. As I said, we've got to go to a couple of questions that have come in. John from Guildford, good afternoon. He has written in. He said, afternoon fix, I suffer badly with a couple of issues. My back is the worst. I trap a nerve around twice a year. It's absolutely agonising with sharp stabbing pains, which put me on the ground. Please, can you give me some advice?
John, it's always difficult to give advice, having not examined you. The fact that this happens a couple of times a year probably means it's not a nerve issue, which is good news. So chances are it's not like a prolapsed disc, although it's difficult to be exact on that. I would say if you're having any form of therapy and you're given any rehab advice, to follow up on that advice, because what tends to happen with people is they'll have the episodes of pain, they'll do the rehab, the pain goes away, they go back to the normal life and carry on as normal. But then, of course, the pain will come back. So they start the cycle all over again. So say if you have seen somebody and you have had advice, carry on with that advice. Don't just wait for the pain to go and stop. If you haven't been to see somebody, then I suggest you see somebody as soon as possible to get that advice so you can look after your back better.
We've got a couple more coming in that we'll come back to in about 10 minutes. We've got the fun bit now. It's always put the kettle on. It's my rant. Yeah, it's those old people driving at a ridiculous speed. You're standing behind them in your van on the horn. I'm going to be going off on one in a bit. Customers, always busy, aren't they? Flat out is the most common expression. Having coffee, meeting their mates. We've got questions to be asked. Where do you want your new basin? Where do you want a bath? What tiles are you going with? Oh, flat out, love, flat out. And I've got to tell you a story in a minute. This heat, I've got a black van. And what happens with black vans in the heat? It gets roasting in the back. No word of a lie, I've lost about £2,000 worth of tools, and I'll explain why straight off this. Fix Radio. This is Fix Radio. I'm Andy Stevens. This is the Toolbox Show. We've still got the guest with me this week, David Langdon. He mentions these colleges where you can go in and receive slightly cheaper treatment. He's just going to just quickly go through where you can find them now, because obviously, you know, if you haven't got a lot of money, if you're starting out, these are great places to go for treatment.
Hi, Andy. Yeah, there's the London School of Osteopathy, where I trained. Their student clinic is based in Bethnal Green in East London. You've got the University College of Osteopathy, which is the old British School of Osteopathy. They're in Borough by London Bridge. You've got the British College of Osteopathic Medicine, which is in Finchley, I believe, in North London. The European College, I think, is down in Surrey, near Egham. I'm not 100% sure about that one, but you'll find, if you Google it, you'll find it. I'm not sure how far your radio goes out, but there's also a college in Oxford, if you reach up as far as Oxford.
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
So you are fairly well covered throughout London. There's also the Core Clinic in Clapton. It's actually called Core Clapton, which I said, that's a pay-what-you-can-afford clinic. And that's staffed by qualified osteopaths.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, David. Now it's time for the rant.
Let the rant begin.
Yes, old people. They're on the road. They're still driving. Now, I appreciate these old codgers. They've got to get about. Fair enough. They've got their weekly shop to do. But hang on, isn't that what the buses are still running for, isn't it? Put them on the bus, I say. Anyway, if they're not on the bus, they've got those electric scooters which irritate the hell out of everyone. They're either on the road or they're mowing everyone down on the pavement, giving you that look as though it's your fault, when they're the ones driving like a couple of old people. They're just knocking people out of the way, kids flying into the road. I've got to say, this is brilliant. I went onto Urban Dictionary just to sort of research the older gentlemen and lady drivers. And if you go into Urban Dictionary and put in old people as a search, this is what it comes back with. People from the age of dinosaurs with no driving skill. Enough said. But seriously, these old gits, they can't drive. They cannot drive. No word of a lie. Yesterday, I was on the way to a job and I could see this old fuddy-duddy in his rearview mirror. And yes, I was that close because he was driving so slowly. But then out of nowhere, gospel truth, he slammed on the brakes, ground to a halt. Why? Have a guess. No word of a lie. To comb his hair in his rearview mirror. So he's hit the brakes, I've slammed on my brakes, all the tools and gear flown into the bulkhead, and he's combing his hair, and yep, it was one of those ancient comb-overs with four tubs of Brill Cream. What a circus! So I've jumped on the horn to liven the old git up. Eventually he pulled away. But my real bugbear with these ancient dinosaurs is their obsession with sticking just below the speed limit. Now, yeah, during the war, we didn't have these youngsters driving so fast. I remember when it was all fields. And on this dual carriageway, I was on the way to work in the fast lane. Do they pull over to the slow lane so you can overtake? No, they don't. 60 mile an hour. I'm sticking to 57. I'm in the fast lane. I will not move. And they won't pull over. So you're going mad, aren't you? They're driving around slowly, just below the speed limit. Nope, they're not speeding up. They're not going to pull over. Bang, you're on the horn. Move over, Wrigley. I've got to get somewhere. Sharpish, move. And then, when you spend 10 minutes on the horn to give them a livener, you drop down a gear, pull out and overtake. And when you stare at them, you can't see them. Where are they? They're that old and wrinkly, they've got to look under the steering wheel to see where they're going. With their 2-inch thick glasses, flat cap and pipe. And they've got more wrinkles than an angry beaver. So, a message to all you ancient drivers, listen to me. Go back to your mugaholics, your game of backgammon in front of your gas fire, and get off the road!
Andy Stevens on Fix Radio.
Fix Radio.
The brilliant Manic Street Preachers. Got to play that for my Welsh guest today. David Langdon answered a lot of questions on all these tweaks, these serious injury we're getting at work. As I say, if you missed it, go and catch up with the podcast. Lots of great advice. Now, it's brilliant. Guess who's back? Daniel Sun.
Hello.
He's back. Obviously, yes. With this warm weather, he's looking snappy. He's got these high turn-up things going on. He still can't afford a pair of socks, bless him. So David and I are going to run down the shop and get him a pair because he looks daft. But that's the fashion. Now, I did actually think about doing this myself, but then I looked like somebody that would be distinctly homeless and I'd have a lot of small change thrown at me. So I let Dan do the fashion and I'll just stick at this, I think. So, Dan, we've had a few people get in touch.
Yep. Rick from Bromley. He says, have we got any giveaways soon?
Great question and a great time to ask. Jewson's, Walton-on-Thames, they have given us a brand new Bosch 9-inch grinder to give away. So we're going to be recording a few sounds for you to guess what they are. We're giving that away in the next couple of weeks.
And Anthony's texted in from Essex. He just simply says that he thinks the messiest trade is Sparks.
Agreed. Yeah, totally agree, mate. Sparks. I mean, decorators we've touched on, they do get in a bit of a mess with all the rubbing down and everything. But Sparks, I think the big thing is the amount of money they're paid, they could just basically buy a cleaning company to follow them around the job. So, yeah, everyone knows my opinion on Sparks. Now...
And, you've had a right mare in the weather, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a black van and black in heat don't go together. No word of a lie. Finished one job, loaded it up to the hill, onto the next job. And there was a bit of a funny smell I got there. Two tins of wood stain had gone pop, which sounds quite funny, but it was oil based and everything is coated. And I currently have £1,000 DeWalt chop saw, which is brown and a bit sticky. So not impressed with that at all. Like to thank David again, David Langdon, brilliant guest this week. As I say, if you missed it, want to hear again, please download the podcast. You can pick those up from any platforms. We have got the brilliant Matt Rockley on doing drive time today. He's on great form.
Can I stop you there?
Oh, hello.
It's actually me.
Oh, Dan's in.
Yeah, thanks for that, Andy. Cheers, mate.
I do apologise.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries at all.
We talk about apprentices on site. Do they get promoted this quickly? No, Dan's got his own show. Anyway, he's going to be brilliant this afternoon. And this is it, isn't it? It's nearly 3 o'clock. Time's running out. Final push at work. Decorators, pick up your brush. Brickies, pick up your trowel. Sparks, pick up your 50s. Labourers, stick the kettle on. This is Fix Radio. This is The Jam.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.